USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is urging Minnesota officials to get tougher with protesters. He says by doing that, they would be honoring the memories of George Floyd, the African-American man who died after being pinned to the ground by a white policeman. It's another day of demonstrations in Chicago and other cities. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is imposing a curfew.
Everybody has to be responsible for owning this moment. Whether you wear a badge or whether you hold a sign, I'm asking all of Los Angeles to take a deep breath and to step back for a moment.
Federal investigators have some clues about the protesters. Attorney General William Barr.
The voices of peaceful protest are being hijacked by violent radical elements.
Investigators are pointing to white supremacist organizations and far left-wing extremist groups as being responsible for some of the violence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
At the Kennedy Space Center, it was all systems go.
2-1-0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley have made it safely into orbit in the Crew Dragon. SpaceX is now the first privately owned company to fly humans to the International Space Station.
On behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying the Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride and wish you a great mission.
Thanks, Bala. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human ride for Falcon 9.
Latin America is poised to become the next epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Brazil has 465,000 cases confirmed and 28,000 deaths. Meanwhile, in China, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said they've ruled out the wet market in Wuhan as the place where the outbreak started. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
While President Trump rails against the prospects of mail-in voting this November, states affected by the coronavirus are moving ahead with plans for mail-in voting. The pandemic has prompted a total of 17 states to postpone their presidential primaries and expand their mail-in ballot access. Five states, Colorado, Hawaii, Utah, Washington, and right here in Oregon, they already have mail-in elections. The rules consist of a mix of sending registered ballots to voters and also opening up limited polling centers for those that wish to vote in person. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Texas Supreme Court has blocked an effort by Democrats in the state to expand voting by mail, a ruling that lack of immunity to COVID-19 does not qualify a person to apply for a mail-in ballot. The court said, "We agree with the state that a voter's lack of immunity to COVID-19 without any more is not a disability as defined by the election code." Texas law says a qualified voter is eligible to vote by mail if the voter has a physical condition or sickness that prevents the voter from going to their polling place on election day. President Donald Trump, who has been railing against mail-in voting, celebrated the court's ruling on Twitter by tweeting a story about the decision, writing, "A big win in Texas on the dangerous mail-in voting scam." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.